How does the path function DAX work?
The path function DAX returns a delimited text string with the identifiers of all the parents of the current identifier, starting with the oldest and continuing until current.
How do you use the path function?
This function is used in tables that have some kind of internal hierarchy to return the items that are related to the current row value. For example, in an employees table that contains employees, the managers of employees, and the managers of the managers, you can return the path that connects an employee to his or her manager. Considerations when using the path function. The path is not constrained to a single level of parent-child relationships. It can return related rows that are several levels up from the specified starting row. The delimiter used to separate the ascendants is the vertical bar. The values in ID column name and parent column name must have the same data type, text or integer. Values in parent column name must be present in ID column name. That is, you cannot look up a parent if there is no value at the child level. If parent column name is blank, then path returns ID column name value. In other words, if you look for the manager of an employee but the parent column name column has no data, the path function returns just the employee ID. If ID column name has duplicates and parent column name is the same for those duplicates, then path returns the common parent column name value. However, if parent column name value is different for those duplicates, then path returns an error. In other words, if you have two listings for the same employee ID, and they have the same manager ID, the path function returns the ID for that manager. However, if there are two identical employee ID that have different manager ID, the path function returns an error. If ID column name is blank, then path returns blank. If ID column name contains a vertical bar, then path returns an error. This DX function is not supported for use in direct query mode.